And now we have an advisory for our listeners who use commuter trains. Be alerted that this Saturday, your fellow strap hangers might not be wearing pants.
What?
Listeners are advised to remain calm. Those people in their underwear come in peace. Saturday is simply the 7th annual No Pants Subway Ride, or No Pants 2K8, as it's also known. No Pants 2K8 is the brainchild of Improv Everywhere, a New York comedy group that stages cruelty-free pranks in public places. They often employ hundreds of strangers, known as agents, to get them involved in the prank. Veteran Improv Everywhere agent Alan Corey proudly joins us with his pants on. I'm a witness.
Pants are on. I just checked.
Watch
Saturday.
You checked?
I just...
In front of me? Oh. Alan joins us in the studio. Hello, Alan. How are you?
Hello. Thanks for having me.
All right. So I assume you're going on No Pants 2K8. You're going to go pantsless on the New York City
Subway. Sure. Wouldn't miss it. I've done it for the past 5 years.
Why?
Well, it's fun. It's fun. It's a prank where we're embarrassed. You don't have a victim. We do victimless pranks, and there's no reveal either. That's kind of what Improv Everywhere is a little bit different. Where we don't say this is what we do. Check out our website. We just leave, and then these people who are on the train with us, they have this New York experience where they're just like, you guys won't believe what happened to me today, 400 people came on the subway without their pants on, and then they just left. And it's just one of those, only in New York moments.
Art for art's sake, we like to say.
Right.
No reward necessary. You do it for the love of the game. You're on the train. You're surrounded by dozens, maybe hundreds of people in their underpants. What's it like? Everybody laughing, giggling, straight faces? What happens?
Well, all the agents are straight faced. They just pretend that it's normal.
Reading the New York Post.
Yeah,
doing the crossword.
Listening to your MP3 player. Whatever it is that you would normally do on the subway. And you're just supposed to play it, normal, like a normal day. And if people will ask you, what's going on. And you have a backstory. I was in a hurry this morning and I didn't want to miss the train.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I'm not wearing pants.
Exactly. You can come up with any sort of thing you want. Just you don't say anything unless you're addressed and someone's asked.
I see. And what have you found in your many, what did you say, 5 years?
I've done 5 years, yes.
This will be your sixth or your fifth? We've got to keep this straight.
I think this is my sixth.
Sixth year.
Yes.
All right. So in your five previous pantsless incarnations on the New York City subways, what is the average response from the crowd? Do people laugh? Are people shocked?
Well, it's funny because it's spread out because we do it so every single subway stop, a few more people trickle in with no pants on. So when you get in, I'll usually be one of the first because everyone needs someone who's had experience before to kind of lead the way. And so everyone's kind of looking at you and acting weird and they're snickering and kind of like looking to their friend and eyeballing all the other strangers on the subway. And then the next subway stop, it happens again. And then they're like, what's going on? And then the next subway stop. And it just keeps building and building and building. And by the time you get to the end, and it's just jam-packed with people with no pants, everyone's laughing and having a blast.
Okay, now.
I have one question.
Yes.
How do you make a living?
How do I make a living? I'm actually an author.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Of course he is. What are you talking about?
So you're around in a freelance author?
So
you're around sitting around in your underpants anyway.
Yeah, exactly. I'm comfortable in my underwear. You can say that.
There's an obvious question. With the possible exception of certain European countries, ladies' underpants are generally smaller than men's underpants. What is your ratio of men to women who are willing to be in their underpants on the subway?
Yeah, that's a normal question. And it's about 60-40, 60% men, 40% women, because you have comfort in numbers. Mm-hmm. And you get to choose what kind of underwear you're going to be wearing because you're going to be doing this in advance. Mm-hmm. And, you can wear tights. I've seen girls wear some pretty sexy things, but that's their choice. And
what is the effect of a sexy thing on the least sexy place on Earth, the subway.
That's what makes it fun.
Talk about a chocolate-covered pickle. Like these two things don't go together.
Well, I'll tell you what. It does make your commute that much more enjoyable. That's the thing. You don't know how people are going to react. You don't know really. Our biggest one to date is 600 people. We have 450 confirmed for our scheduled No Pants outing this Saturday. And usually, more people come than are confirmed. And so it's one of those things. We don't know how the agents are going to react. We don't know how the people on the subway are going to react.
Has the New York Police Department reacted
yes.
to your presence?
Favorably or unfavorably?
They did arrest six people 2 years ago. And They give them a summons. They got thrown in jail for about an hour and a half.
In their underpants?
In their underpants.
We'll now see.
And then they immediately release because you're not – there's it's not against the law to be in public in your underwear.
Huh. And good to know.
Good to know. And yeah. So now there's usually
– That's not good for you to know.
fun fact for the day.
So many of our listeners that hear these sorts of stories, they want to get involved. So if you want to be involved in this prank, do they need to go somewhere and register, or can they just show up in their underpants?
Well, they're going to have to know the information. And it all can be found on improveverywhere.com. We also have a message board. And what's exciting about this new No Pants is that we're taking it international.
Oh, how exciting.
Yeah, so we've had such a great outpouring of people coming in saying, how can I participate in my city? I don't live in New York. I love what you're doing. And so this is a perfect idea. We're doing a No Pants across the globe. On Saturday. Everyone's going to do it Saturday. We've got 10 cities and 3 different countries involved. Can I read those real
sure.
quick?
I wish you would.
Okay. New York, obviously. Boston, Washington, D.C., Portland, Oregon, San Francisco, Chicago, Baltimore, Salt Lake City, and Toronto, Canada, and our furthest friends away, Adelaide, Australia.
They're going to put their knickers on.
Yeah.
Down to the knickers.
It's sort of like the Millennium celebration.
Yeah. So anyone who wants to participate, please come to improveverywhere.com. We have a message board. If you didn't hear your city being named, we're looking for people to host it in their own city. You don't have to have a subway system. It could be on a bus or any sort of mass transit, light rail, trolley. That's what's happening in San Francisco.
And it might or might not be legal in your city.
It's always legal. So you can have underpants that aren't more revealing than shorts.
And if you get picked up,
join at your own risk.
Yeah, right. And if you get picked up, tell them Alan Corey said it's legal.
Alan Corey, veteran Improv Everywhere agent. Thanks for coming. Thanks for wearing pants.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Good luck.
Hope
with
to
it.
See you guys there. Are you joining me?
That's it for the Bryant Park Project from NPR News.